Is there a way to fairly and constitutionally take away a person's legally licensed gun if their family raises a red flag? Massachusetts lawmakers are working on that question. I'm Jill Kaufman, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. Reporter Matt Murphy from the Statehouse News Service is on the line. Hi, Matt.
Hey.
So later this week, the Senate is scheduled to vote on what's known as a red flag bill. It's a way for family members and others to temporarily take away guns from people believed to be dangerous. A gun rights group said a similar bill that passed the House is a, quote, constitutional nightmare. Will the Senate take a different approach?
They are planning to take this up on Thursday. Several senators, including the chair of the Judiciary Committee, Senator Will Brownsberger, said that they would like to get it done. But some things that have drawn some scrutiny, especially criticized by the local NRA chapter, the Gun Owners League of Massachusetts, has been the time frame taking away guns for up to a year. The fact that judges can issue these orders, even if someone is not able to appear before the court for a hearing on this, and just the legal standard of proof that someone would have to, or how they would prove that they are not a danger to themselves or others. We saw this argument, particularly from House Republicans prior to their debate, that this should be a mental health bill, not a gun bill. Their argument being that the root of mass shooting violence and suicides across the country has to do with mental health, and the state should be treating that, not just taking away their weapons.
All right, we'll keep an eye on this with you. Another big thing happened over the weekend. Many politicians in Massachusetts, at least the Democrats, were in Worcester at the state Democratic convention. So regardless of who wins going forward, the Democratic primary for governor in September, WBUR and MassInc came out with the kind of what I call a party pooper poll. It found that Democratic candidates for governor in Massachusetts, Robert Massey and Jay Gonzalez, have little name recognition. At this point of the campaign, is that to be expected?
I like that term. I don't think it's necessarily to be expected, but it is the status quo with this race, and it's been something that's been dogging these Democrats trying to take on the popular Republican incumbent. So the convention over the weekend was definitely an opportunity for them to get some attention. I think that BUR poll showed, the MassInc poll showed, that some 80% don't even know who Jay Gonzalez is. So the test over the weekend was to generate some buzz, not just among party insiders and the delegates who were there listening to the speeches and voting for endorsements, but also try and capitalize on the event, the headlines that it will generate, maybe build some momentum as we move into the summer, which can be a difficult time to get people's attention.
So let's get back to Beacon Hill for just a minute. The House and Senate still have to work out their differences on the budget soon. The governor is avoiding taking a stance on some fee increases, for instance, a $2 surcharge on car rentals to help pay for police training. You wrote about that. What's going on there?
Both the House and Senate are now on record supporting these new $2 fees or surcharges that would be added to bills for rental cars, and they want to use this. They estimate it will generate about $8 million, and they want to use this to help cities and towns train municipal police. The Senate put it into its fiscal 19 annual budget bill that they debated at the end of May. The House put it into a separate standalone bill, but they're both on record. The other fee piece the Senate put into their annual budget bill was increasing some registry of deed fees, such as for recording a mortgage, and they want to use this to bulk up the Community Preservation Act fund, which helps cities and towns that opt in pay to rehabilitate parks and playgrounds and preserve open space. The governor hasn't weighed in directly on either of these proposals, but he did say last week that he is generally reticent to look at fees. He thinks people are already paying too much.
Are the members of the conference committee yet appointed to hash out this budget?
They have not been appointed, and it would not surprise me to see that happen this week. It's pretty standard who gets appointed to these. You're likely to see the chairs and vice chairs of the Ways and Means Committees of both branches and the ranking members of the Republican Party from both branches appointed to this, and they will get at it. But they have really until the end of June to try and hash this out and get it to the governor so he can sign it fiscal year on July 1st. So,
okay. Matt Murphy, reporter and associate editor with the Statehouse News Service in Boston. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jill.
This is Beacon Hill in 5. NPR's weekly check-in at the Statehouse is also a podcast. You can subscribe to it wherever you get yours or at npr.net/podcast. This is New England Public Radio.